And now the game where we invite on people who know one thing and we ask them about something else entirely. It's called Not My Job. We're in Oklahoma. What's big in Oklahoma? Rodeo is big in Oklahoma. The road to being a world champion goes through our guest, Delmer Smith. He is a longtime gate man at the Lazy E Steer Roping Finals. He is a Clem McSpadden Pioneer Award winner for his lifelong work in rodeo. He is also a world-renowned bird dog trainer and a lifelong Oklahoman. Delmer Smith, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Great to have you. So you're an Oklahoman born and raised?
Purebred can be registered.
There you go. And you got into rodeo as a young man?
I was born in them.
You're born in a rodeo?
Yeah.
So did you compete in rodeo as a...
I did, yeah. But not very well.
No, really? Yeah. And so what you've been doing for many, many years is... you have to explain this because I'm from New Jersey. What do I know? You're a gate man.
Well, a gate man is what I let the cowboy over there, when he nods his head to rope the steer or the calf, I let the cow out.
You let the calf out, and the calf runs out, and then the cowboy comes out and ropes the calf.
Ropes him and ties him down, and the fastest one does the winning.
Right, okay. So what's involved in doing this correctly?
Well, the real way to do it for the cowboy.
Yeah.
It's for him to be sure his horse is ready.
Yeah.
See, he's got his mind ready, and he's watching the calf there, and then to have his eye on the calf and be sure the calf's got the eye on him.
Yeah.
So they'll get a good breakout, and most of them boys that can do that is the one that takes the purse home.
I understand.
With the cowboy and the calf are looking at each other?
You bet.
That's actually kind of romantic from across the whole... Is that their eyes meet, and then they're destined for each other.
Boy, when they meet and they get it done out there, they're all in love with each other.
So what skills, what native skills do you need to be a good rodeo cowboy?
The want to.
The want to. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is want
sure.
to.
Just
so
want
if
to.
I wanted to be a rodeo cowboy, I could do it.
You could do it, but you may not be one of the top ones, but you could do it.
I'm somehow disheartened by your lack of confidence in me, sir.
No, I think you'd make a good one.
Oh, really?
Because you really got to want to on this other stuff.
I do.
You got that much. You could be a good one.
You could do it. You could do it.
If I could just apply the intensity which I bring, say, to wanting to eat lunch on a daily basis. So let me talk to you a little bit about dogs. I understand that you have trained all over the world, that you were once training in the Queen of England's kennels.
Well, I visited her kennel, spent a couple of days there.
You're training her little corgis not to yip? What were you doing?
No, I was there with her trainer.
Yeah.
Visiting with her trainer there, but with the labs.
The labs. These are her hunting dogs?
Yes.
Right. Does the queen hunt birds?
You bet.
She does?
Yeah.
Does she shoot them herself?
She shoots them herself.
Yes.
And she rides a horse.
Does she really?
Yes.
Have you met the queen?
No.
No.
But I met all of her equipment.
You met her equipment.
Have you touched her bridle?
And her saddle. Yeah.
And her tack.
Oh, yeah. So it seems to me that you're a man who actually has spent his whole life working with animals.
That's right.
Now, was that by choice? Did you say to yourself at one point, you know, animals, people, I'll choose animals? Or did you just have an affinity for animals?
Well, I wasn't smart enough to do anything else.
But what they say about you, Delmer, is that you have a particular flair for understanding what animals are thinking or feeling. Is this the case?
I work at that every day.
Yeah.
Now, all the time.
Yeah. And so you've been doing it for a while. Have you figured it out?
Yeah, just like I'm watching you. I'm watching your neck.
Oh, really? Yeah. All right. Is there like a twitch in the neck that means they're stupid? I have that twitch in the neck.
You have a twitch in the neck, and also you have some movement up and down the neck.
Yeah, I do. And what does this tell you about me?
That you're sitting on ready.
Really? Okay. All right. Hold on, stop. Is that a good thing? I was proud for a second, but what does that mean?
That's why I told you could be a roper.
I can be a roper. I'm setting on ready.
Yeah,
I'm ready
you're
to go.
Setting on ready. Well, you want to come out. The national final steer roping will be in the November out the Lazy E. It's the national final. The world champion.
Real champion. So rodeo, cowboys from all over the world. And are there foreign cowboys?
Yes, they are. They've some in Australia and Canada.
Do any bull?
And today, there's a lot of people who are in Germany and Spain.
Really?
Now, just last month, we went over there for 7 weeks with rodeo in Spain and had rodeo in all the bull rings.
Oh, really?
Around.
Yeah. And what did the Spanish people think of that?
They liked it.
Really? Because were they like, oh, come on, kill it now. Are you, what?
Oh, I forgot what they say, but they said a whole bunch.
The ole.
Ole, 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 ole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they just keep on saying it.
Yeah, they do. They don't stop.
Yeah, and you just have to stay and wait until pretty soon about an hour and a half, they'll leave.
Yeah. Do you ever, you're 84, 85 soon. You're going to be pulling the gate at these next world championships. You're going to be training bird dogs. You ever look forward to a day when you can retire?
No.
No, not at all?
No, I've never had a job, but I have no job to
retire. If you retired, you'd have to go get one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I could do.
Yeah. Besides,
reckon I could do something like you do.
Let me put it this way.
Would you put in a good word for me?
You said earlier that I could be a pretty good rodeo cowboy.
Uh-huh.
You doing this job would be more likely. Much more. Well, Delmar Smith, we are so delighted to have you with us. We have asked you here to play a game that this week we're calling
Nudie Cone, Rodeo Taylor.
You're a real cowboy, born and raised, but there are some posers out there, rhinestone cowboys. We're going to ask you about the man who made their clothes.
Oh.
Nudie's Rodeo Tailor Shop in Los Angeles for 50 years outfitted the most glamorous and discerning celebrities with outrageously gaudy Western wear. We're going to ask you three questions about the life and times of Nudie Cone, and if you get two right, you'll win our prize from one of our listeners, Carl's voice on their home answering machine. Carl, who is Delmar playing for?
Delmar is playing for 12-year-old birthday girl, Erin Sims of Oklahoma City.
So Nudie Cone was a Jewish ex-con tailor born in Kiev, Russia, who was credited with making the first rhinestone-encrusted singing cowboy suit. According to the family's website, he got the idea from doing what? He got the idea for the first rhinestone cowboy suit from doing what? A, he got it from seeing the mirrored spinning ball on those old Guy Lombardo telecasts. He got it from the spangled G-strings he once made for showgirls in Times Square. Or C, from the sparkling lights he always saw because of an eye disease.
I'd say the first one.
You say the first one, that he saw that mirrored spinning ball. He said, I'm going to put those little mirrored lights on a suit.
Yeah.
Actually, it was the G-strings.
The G-strings.
He was the G-strings. Nudie's first store was in Times Square. It was called Nudie for the Ladies. And he sold a lot of spangled G-strings, so when he started making cowboy suits, why not the same approach?
There probably wasn't much sparkle there.
Although it was impressive when you got to see it.
I see.
You two more chances here. Next question. Nudie went on to make a gold LeMay suit for Elvis and many other snazzy suits for performers, including what famous suit for the country rock singer Graham Parsons? Was it A, the nude Nudie suit, which was made of transparent plastic with strategic buckles placed here and there? B, a Nudie suit featuring pill bottles, pot leaves, and naked women? Or C, a Nudie suit that had pictures on it of Nudie suits, which had little pictures of Nudie suits, which had pictures of Nudie suits, et cetera.
Well, that's pretty hard. I've always been out in the country, and I haven't seen many of those Nudie things.
No. So these are fabulous looking, but real cowboys would not wear one of these.
I'm going to have to just guess it. I'd say, just two.
You're going to go for two, the second one?
Yeah.
You're right, sir. Very well done. This Nudie suit, and they were called Nudie suits. Had pill bottles and stuff. It was the one that Graham Parsons wears in the cover of the Flying Burrito Brothers record, The Gilded Palace of Sin, by the way. All right. This is very exciting. It's the last question. If you get this one right, you win. In addition to flamboyant clothes, Nudie loved to customize cars, the famed Nudie cars they were known as. He would decorate Pontiac Bonneville land yachts, those big old 60s cars, all kinds of crazy ways, including which of these? A, he would cover the entire car with ostrich feathers. B, he loved to attach dozens of guns to the cars, as handles, as chrome, or just sticking out the front. Or B, he covered an entire car once with horse hide, with hooves in the side, and a horse head in the middle of the hood.
I'd say two.
You're going to go for the guns? You're right. He's right. How did you know? How did you know?
Well, it'd be hard to get them horses hoofs on there.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, no, it's true. You're right. He had a letter from the LAPD giving him permission to be driving around with so many guns. And to this day, Moody's cars are collector's items. Carl.
Yes, Peter.
Oh, my goodness. That was so fraught.
How did Delmer do in our quiz?
Delmer had two correct answers, so he wins for Aaron Sims.
Well done. Delmer Smith is a longtime rodeo gate man and a true cowboy. Delmer, thank you so much for joining us on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Delmer Smith, ladies and gentlemen.
Oklahoma sky. You can doggone bet your life, you're a rodeo man.